Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Siyakudumisa Thixo ekuseni siyakuvuma mzali ukuba wena ungu Yehova siphakamisa amehlo ethu ezintabeni siphakamisa izandla zethu inhliziyo zethu Thixo wethu zikhangela wena ekuseni mzali wethu lukhangela kuwe lonke ukholo lwethu Thixo wethu xa sisondela emakhosini akho Nkosi emakhosi ngovuya singene ebukhoneni bakho ngendanduluko zovuyo ekuseni sikuvuma somandla into kokubana ungumzali Thixo wethu ongunaphakade ezimpilweni zethu wena osihlalo Thixo wethu siphakemeyo kakhulu lithi lizwi lakho wawudala umhlaba wadala nazo zonke izinto ezingaphakathi kuwo Thixo wethu wadala umntu ngokunokomfanekiso wakho yiyo lento ekuseni somandla sisize ebukhoneni bakho siyazi Thixo wethu basiza apho somandla ubomi bethu bonke bawuphelela khona ebukhoneni bakho Thixo apho vuyo lwethu lawupheleliswa khona. This morning we want to thank you Lord God Almighty as we establish your lordship in our midst, my Father, as we declare that indeed you are God, as we declare this morning, Father, that there is no other God but you, our heavenly creator of the heavens and the earth, O God. Lithili swila kungu Thixo wethu semazulwini namhlanje maliphathwe ngobungcwalisa igama lakho ubukumkani bakho mabufike intando yakho ke mzali ize yenzeke emhlabeni njengoba seyigqikiwe ezulwini yenzeke ezimpilweni zethu njengoba seyigqikiwe Thixo wethu enhlizweni yakho yenzeke Thixo wethu kwifamily ngefamily this morning njengoba seyigqikiwe Thixo wethu kwintando yakho intando yakho ipheleliswe Nkosi yamakhosi in our communities this morning your will be done, my Father, in our nation this morning, O Father. In our cities, your will be done this morning. We want to bless you, mighty God. Our hearts, Lord God, magnify you this morning as we lift you up with our voices, my Father. We want to render our bodies, O God, as living sacrifices this morning. If ever you were looking for a sacrifice, my Father, this morning we want to thank you for Jesus Christ, whose work cannot be improved or made better, whose work is complete this morning for the salvation of many, for the intercession of many, for the mediation of all, my Father, in reconciliation back to you, our Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior this morning. We want to thank you for the gift of salvation this morning. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus, which cries out mercy on our behalf this morning. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the life of Jesus, out of which flows grace, mighty God, that is made sufficient even when we feel weak this morning. We want to thank you, Thixo wethu, for forgiveness, almighty God, which continues, Lord God, to clear the pathway of access, mighty God, into your presence. We want to thank you this morning, O God, that in the beginning you were, and in the beginning, mighty God, this word Thixo namandla onke created what was not seen, Lord God, and established, mighty God, what is seen out of that which was not seen, O God. This morning we want to thank you. Thank you for the apportionment of faith that you have given to us this morning. Thank you, mighty God, for opening up our portals, for fine-tuning our antennas to hear you, Thixo namandla onke, for causing us, mighty God, to run into your presence and not away from your presence. Thank you this morning, mighty God, that you make everything right, my Father. Literally, swilako Thixo wethu, I will praise you because you are God who is able to make all things right. This morning, uthapho bekonakele khona somandla uthi wakuthetha nathi Thixo wethu olungileyo kulunge zonke izinto makuthi apho Thixo wethu bekungekho bulumko uthi wakuthetha nathi mzali wethu Thixo wethu kukhanye zonke izinto makuthi apho bekungekho themba ekuseni Thixo namandla onke uthi wakuthetha nathi Nkosi yokulunga ekuseni sizive Thixo wethu sisomelela
Litili zwila konkosi ya makosi, those who wait on you. Tiko na mantla onke, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Tiko lungega kulu. We want to thank you this morning, mighty God. Ama pigo e tunko sema kosi. Aya pagama njengo kosi. Tiko lungega kulu. Awa pagame nyameni. Tiko lungega kulu. Because you have come to help us to realize that the things of this flesh, mighty God, the things of this present reality, they are temporary. But in you, mighty God, there is eternity. In you, tiko wethu, there is life, and life in all its abundance. And that's why we are grateful this morning for salvation. We are grateful, Lord God Almighty, for Jesus. We want to thank you, King of Glory. Sizoziyaleza ke tiko wethu kuwe. Sizoziyaleza mzali wethu. Reminded, mighty God, of the conversation that you had with Samuel as a little boy under the leadership of Eli. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 9 to 10. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. City abo ekseni tikowetu abanye betu usibizenge sakwiti abanye betu, you've been calling us with a gentle voice. Abanye betu tikowetu wasibizenkosi yamakosi ngokudilika kwentaba. Abanye betu tikolunge kakhulu wasibizenga ngokuzamazama kwamanzi. Tikolunge kakhulu abanye betu wasibizenge zwilako ekseni silapha ke Thixo. Sithi khawuthethe nathi, isicaka sakho simamele. Khawuthethe nathi Thixo wethu, sizokuva uba uthini na kuthi ekseni. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekseni ukuba wena unguYehova.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Uyalalelwa Thixo wethu olungileyo, wena mzali wethu. Awudinwa Nkosi yamakhosi, kuthetha nathi. Awudinwa Thixo wethu kumanulanda emveni kwethu. Awudinwa Somandla manulanda emkhondweni wethu. Siyabonga ekuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo ngobuhle bakho. Siyabonga ekuseni ngamandla akho Somandla azibonakalisayo ezimpilweni zethu. Siyabonga Thixo wethu olungileyo ngobungangamshe bakho ekuseni. Siyaliphakamisa silidumisa igama lakho. Siyakuzuka isa Thixo, siyakuvuma Nkosi yamakhosi uba wena owaqala umsebenzi. Thixo wethu awungeke ushiye esithubeni Nkosi yamakhosi, uyawuphelelisa Thixo wethu olungileyo umsebenzi owenzileyo ezimpilweni zethu. Ekuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo sizoziyaleza Nkosi yamakhosi uba thina singaba bantu Thixo wethu olungileyo uthi wakuthetha ngamanye amaxesha sive le nto efuna uviwa sithi Nkosi yamakhosi uthi wa kuthetha ngelinye ixesha Nkosi yamakhosi. Sicaphule loo nto siyidingayo ngelo xesha, silibale Nkosi yamakhosi ngentliziyo yakho. Oh my God, intliziyo yakho imnene namhlanje. Intliziyo yakho Thixo wethu ugcwele uthando. Intliziyo yakho Thixo wethu inokulinda Nkosi yamakhosi. Intliziyo yakho Thixo wethu ayizifunelo kwayo Thixo wethu ekuseni. Intliziyo yakho iyonela, iyoneliseka zindumiso ezingcwele. Indumiso Thixo wethu eziza kuwe ngenyaniso ekuseni. Indumiso eziza kuwe ngomoya ekuseni. Intliziyo yakho Thixo thixo wethu iyakhala ngabantu bakho nkosi yamakhosi abantu bakho abaphansi kwezandla thixo wethu ezinye zobumnyama ezinye thixo wethu izandla ezikhohlakeleyo ekuseni inhliziyo yakho izosibonakalisa in our midst mighty God as our heavenly father izosibonakalisa as the king of kings and this morning we want to thank you Lord as we continue to worship you mighty God we are building mighty God a stairway of worship mighty father this morning thixo wethu silungiselele inhliziyo zakho ukuba sikuve mzali wethu namhlanje uthi wakuthetha nathi singevalent ifunwa sithi sive lento uyithethayo thixo wethu olungileyo Namhlanje as we worship you mighty God we want to mighty God uproot each and every lie Nkosi yamakhosi that causes us to hear lento ifunwa sithi mighty God sizodoncula isibingelelo zobuqoki isibingelelo thixo wethu zobumnyama mighty God that continue to stand to distort your truth oh mighty God that stand mighty father to lead us down paths of unrighteousness this morning as we worship You mighty God, we are seeking after you. Thixo wethu olungileyo, sithi khawuthethe nathi mzali, khawuthethe nathi ungadinwa. Thixo wethu olungileyo, baba siyabonga.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you. To pray for you.
Siyabonga baba. Siyabonga thixo wethu olungileyo. We are sanelisa nkosi yamakhosi. In your mighty God we have everything that we need. 1 Samuel chapter 3 basalwane verse 10. And the Lord came and called as before. Samueli. This morning, Bazalwane, the focus of our prayer is praying for our communities and our city as we consider what our country is going through, a time of consideration, our country going through a time of leaders coming together, considering the best case scenario. Na lilizwi lika thixo bazalwane lifika kuthi this morning, lithi ke elizwi esilfundayo, uthixo wabiza Samuel after Samuel had received counsel from the man that was discipling him at the time, from the priest that was discipling him at the time. You see, basalwane singekamvuthixo ngokwethu kunesibindi esingakazuvela kuthi singekamvuthixo ngokwethu kunezinto ezingenawuphakama from within us and yet there are things ezidaliweyo ngaphakathi kum nawe. There are gifts and talents that are lying dormant in you and I, but these gifts and talent are waiting for the voice of the Lord to be heard through our ears, to be received in our heart, to permeate our bodies and push through our spirit and begin to cause a gushing of mighty water. Ngoba lithi lizwi lika Thixo, xa sithembile uThixo, xa sithembe uThixo, when we have faith in God, rivers of living water will flow. This morning siyambukela uSamuel under the leadership of Eli. At this particular time, the Lord's mind has decided against Eli because of the wickedness of Eli. At this time when Eli is discipling Samuel, the mind of God, there's a decision that has already been made about Eli, about the end of the reign of Eli as priest over the land because of the wickedness over his household, the wickedness over his rulership, his inability to manage his own household. And at this time, Eli is doing his work and is continuing with business as usual. Akayiqondi into yokokubana kunenhliziyo kaThixo eyakhiweyo kuSamuel, inhliziyo kaThixo ezawuthetha izinto ezintsha ngoSamuel. Oh Samuel, ndini ulelele ntoni ekuseni? Samuel, ndini vukume ngenyawo, uThixo uyathetha ekuseni. Samuel, ndini lifikile ixesha lokuba mawuthethe izinto noma bayamamela noma bamameli, lifikile ixesha. Samuel, lithi lizwi likaThixo waphakama uSamuel. Hallelujah. And he replied, "Speak, O Lord, your servant is listening." This morning, kunento basalwane that we need to look at very carefully, as especially South Africans and the children of God. Kunomkhuba, a behavior, a cyclic behavior, esiyenzayo singabantwana bakaThixo in this land. When the Lord does a good thing, siyavuya kube mnandi and we rejoice, and then going forward we shut the door and we leave him out of the places. Zebunga, asibunga, yuba kuzawuthini going forward. We shut God out of those conversations. Asibunga, yuba what should happen next. We shut God out of those conversations. Yiva uthini Jesu Christ when he explains the characteristics of the kingdom of God. Matthew 13, here is another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. But that night, my God, that night the workers slept. Balala, balala, tiko wethu, balala. Nkosi yamakhosi, ngamanye amaxesha siyalala. Ngamanye amaxesha amehlo avaleke. Ngamanye amaxesha indlebe zethu zivaleke. Balala, basalwane, balala, balala. His enemy came and planted weeds along the wheat and then slipped away. Oh my God, this morning we are standing in the gap. We are praying. Close the portals, mighty God of manipulation. Close this morning, mighty God, in our communities, in our cities, mighty God, where the real decisions affect, where the decisions affect, mighty God, the most, in our communities and cities. We are praying, close the portals. Tick on Amanda onge in those places, mighty God of strategy, in those places of conversation. Close the portals of confusion. Close the portals, mighty God, of each and every ungodly thought. Your word is sufficient for us today, because mighty God, we are able by your word, by the authority of this word, to uproot every lie and to subject it under the authority of Jesus Christ. We are able to pull down strongholds this morning in the name of Jesus, and to establish the lordship of Jesus Christ over those strongholds. Our nation is in need of a new touch, mighty God. Our cities are in need of a new touch this morning. Our communities are in need of a new touch from you this morning, oh God. And we are asking you, tikowe tukau tetenati. We are listening this morning. Little Izulga Chiko Basalwane. Hey, my God, when the crop began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. The weeds also grew. Bangwele, if you look at the picture, if you look at the picture, there's no difference to the naked eye between the weed and the tares, which means this is zikhula ngokufana, the one attaching to the other. Zikube ngathi yintwenye kodwa sikho ayontwenye kodwa liyafika ixesha basalane liyafika ixesha liyafika ixesha. The farmers, workers went to him and said, "Sir, the field where you planted a good seed is full of weeds." Oh my God, where did they come from? And the farmer replied, "An enemy has done this. Should we pull out the weeds?" They asked. "No," he replied, "you'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds and tie them into bundles and burn them and put the wheat into the barn." Glory be to Jesus. I will tell the harvesters. Oh my Father, this morning, into nokuthetha kwakho nokuva kwethu, I will tell the harvesters into Thixo wethu olungileyo inelizwi lakho Nkosi yamakhosi, ne and the vessels that we are to receive your word. Into this morning, inokuthetha kwakho Thixo wethu namandla onke, hleze khange Thixo wethu sizilungiselele uba sizongena ebukhoneni bakho sikuvuthetha nathi. Hleze this morning, Thixo Thixo wethu khange sizilungiselele uba sizongena emakhosini akho sizokuva uthetha nathi khawuhlambe ke somandla lo mntu ndinguye uhlambe lo mntu singuye Thixo wethu sisisizwe sakho ekuseni uhlambe lo mntu singuye singumzimba wakho ekuseni Thixo wethu siyakuva uthetha nathi ingxako nayo ekuseni is not mighty God with those who don't know you ingxako nayo ekuseni is with those who know you but choose to sleep on the job ingxako nayo Thixo wethu is with those who know you those who have experienced your grace those who have experienced your mercy but sleep on the job my father this morning Thixo wethu ngoba xa kulala thina nkosi yamakhosi the enemy comes in and he plants an ungodly seed so this morning oh God we have been rejoicing we are still going to celebrate and give thanks to you my father but help us to hear what you are saying to us help us to hear you speak to your church help us hear you speak to our leaders this morning mighty God through the portals of the airwaves to say to us mighty father we ought to be inclining our ear towards you we ought to be hearing what you are saying we ought to be listening to you almighty God and we ought to be implementing decisions because we have heard and we have seen a blueprint Thixo wethu that you reveal in the secret place we ought not to be sleeping mighty God at the time of sowing mighty God because xa sekukhula the wheat with the tares sizawuphinda siqakwe inkosi yamakhosi lifikile ke mzali Thixo wethu elo xesha where indeed you are separating my father the wheat from the tares zikhona itares ezizaba nenkani singafuni usuka at the time of separation this morning mighty God siyabulela ilizwi lakho liyinkemba ekuseni it is alive and active my father it is able to cut deeper than a double-edged sword this word of yours mighty God able to reveal the motives of the heart the intentions of all men Thixo namandla onke we want to bless you we want to thank you Verse 11, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Bazalwane sibuyele ku 1 Samuel. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I am about to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifice or by offering. Glory be to Jesus. Oh, my Father, this morning we want to thank you. Sisaza kuwe ke Thixo wethu olungileyo. Sizocela le nceba mzali wethu. You have spoken your word. Kudala uthetha Thixo wethu. Usithi judgment is coming this morning, my Father. We want to thank you that we are hearing you again. Help the fear of the Lord to be established in our decision-making places, in our at the city gates, mighty God, where decisions are made. Let the fear of God be established. Masithi noma sivuma Thixo izinto sizivume ngoba soyika wena mzali wethu. Masithi noma we are establishing laws and legislation, taking decisions, mighty God, appointing people, Thixo wethu, disappointing people. Sense ngoba soyika wena. Singenzi ngoba kufuna thina Thixo wethu olungileyo. Singeva le nto ifunwa sithi ekuseni. Lithi lizwi lakho inceba yakho. This morning we want to lift up mighty God your name and thank you this morning that it is because of your grace it is because of your mercy that you are even speaking to us my father we hear you loud and clear this morning and we want to thank you king of glory that you cause us to incline our ear to your words this morning in the name of Jesus be glorified my father as we worship you siphakamise inceba yakho ekuseni siyayazi Thixo wethu ba inceba yakho imingo naphakade there is nothing mighty God that your mercy cannot redeem. There is nothing that your mercy this morning, my Father, cannot change. There's no situation that is above the power of your mercy. It is this mercy, mighty God, that gave Christ the strength to carry the cross via Dolorosa, mighty God, while we were hurling insults at him, while we were demeaning him, while we were undermining him. It is your mercy, mighty God, that propelled him to
walk up that hill, mighty God, to walk up via Dolorosa. It is your mercy, mighty God, and your grace made abundant through the life, mighty God, and the death of Jesus Christ. And Lord, it is your grace, mighty God, that helps us to live in the resurrection this morning. Mighty God, your power made perfect in our weakness through Jesus Christ. Inqaba yakho isimangaliso kuthe kuseni in Jesus' mighty name.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.